this wasn't in the presentation, but I saw that our per detective caseload in 2010 was 25. This is the yearly average by month, 25, and then in 2011 was 40, and then 2012 was 45, and so we're almost double our you know, per detective caseload, and obviously that's a concern with clearing cases out and being able to solve crime. What are your plans around that?
Yeah, we have been truly monitoring that and looking at that, and then we are making some progress on that. What we have done is we've added a police assistant who's actually taken some of those smaller type cases that it doesn't take a sworn personnel. Some of the cases we can clear out by phone. It's just a couple of phone calls, and you can work and get some additional details. Some of the things that's bogging down our detectives a lot as well, with new technology that's out there, in the past, not everybody had video evidence or something like that. And so a lot of times now, there's video evidence in a lot of cases, but it takes somebody dedicated to be able to sit down and review that, and that takes time to see what, if it's of evidentiary value, if that makes sense. We can do that with some civilian personnel as well, so we're not tying up a detective to constantly be doing those things that we can do with the civilian personnel. Those are just some of the things we're starting out. At the end of the day, we know that we're going to need to add, you know, some additional resources to that. Continue to work with that. We have a vacancy in there right now. As soon as we get somebody cleared up out of the academy, we'll be able to probably push over in there in the future. And so we are working through that, and we have seen some better results over the last couple of weeks and months.